This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Opponents of Denver's ban on flavored tobacco have filed paperwork to try to repeal it. The city council approved the measure last month by a lopsided margin, and Mayor Mike Johnston signed it. Business owners most affected by the vote include vape shops are now joining forces to let voters have a say. They need to collect nearly 9,500 valid signatures by March 19th to get on the ballot later this year. Well, nationwide test scores are for reading and writing declined, Colorado students held steady and even improved. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
Colorado fourth graders went from 36% proficiency in reading to 38% from 2022 to 2024. Fourth graders are still not back to pre-pandemic levels, but fourth graders ranked sixth in the nation and eighth graders ranked fourth. Colorado showed a significant improvement in math. Colorado still has big achievement gaps between races and ethnicities. The National Assessment of Education Progress assesses reading and math every 2 years for fourth and eighth graders. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado researcher says President Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord could put the U.S. at a disadvantage. Max Boykoff is a professor of environmental studies at CU Boulder.
The United States, by taking this action, the Trump administration can lose out on being a global leader in the renewable energy and green economy, can lose out on trillions of dollars of potential investments, can lose out on all kinds of 21st century jobs.
Boykoff says other countries like China are ready to fill the void. This is CPR News.